It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 3rd, 2017. Today is the 79th birthday of American playwright and screenwriter Terrence McNally, born in 1938 in St. Petersburg, Florida. His parents were two transplanted New Yorkers who ran a seaside bar and grill called the Pelican Club. But after a hurricane destroyed the establishment, the family briefly relocated to Port Chester, New York, then to Dallas, Texas, and finally to Corpus Christi, where he remained until McNally moved to New York City in 1956 to attend Columbia University. When he was 8 years old, his parents took him to see Annie Get Your Gun, starring Ethel Merman, and on a subsequent outing he saw Gertrude Lawrence in The King and I. Both productions had a lasting impression on the young man. He attended Columbia University in its golden age of instruction, where his teachers included Meyer Shapiro for art history, Eric Bentley for drama, and Lionel Trilling for literature. He graduated in 1960 with a B.A. in English. Only 1 year out of Columbia, McNally was hired by novelist John Steinbeck to accompany him and his family on a cruise around the world. The voyage would prove influential as McNally completed a draft of what would become the opening act of And Things That Go Bump in the Night. Steinbeck would go on to ask McNally to write the libretto for a musical version of his novel, East of Eden. McNally's earliest full-length play, This Side of the Door, deals with a sensitive boy's battle of wills with his overbearing father and was produced in an actor's studio workshop in 1962, featuring a young Estelle Parsons. In 1964, his first play, And Things That Go Bump in the Night, opened at the Royal Theater on Broadway to generally negative reviews. McNally later said, "My first play was a big flop. I had to begin all over again." Nevertheless, the producer, Theodore Mann, dropped the price of tickets to $1, which allowed the production to run with sold-out houses for 3 weeks. Terrence McNally has been described as a probing and enduring dramatist and one of the greatest contemporary playwrights the theater world has yet produced. He has received the Tony Award for Best Play for Love, Valor, Compassion, and Masterclass, as well as the Tony for Best Book for a Musical for Kiss of the Spider Woman and Ragtime. His other accolades include an Emmy Award, 2 Guggenheim Fellowships, a Rockefeller Grant, 4 Drama Desk Awards, 2 Lucille Lortel Awards, 2 Obie Awards, 3 Hull Warriner Awards, and a citation from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. In addition to his award-winning plays and musicals, he has also written 2 operas, multiple screenplays, teleplays, and a memoir. He has a career spanning 6 decades now, and his plays, musicals, and operas are routinely performed all over the world. In an address to members of the League of American Theaters and Producers, he remarked, "I think theater teaches us who we are, what our society is, and where we're going. I don't think theater can solve the problems of a society, nor should it be expected to. Plays don't do that. People do. But plays can provide a forum for the ideas and feelings that can lead a society to decide to heal and change itself." I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for November 3rd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.